Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Woo! 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on Hump Day. 404-726-0929. You can start formulating your questions now. Maybe you already thought of it earlier. You do?
Did you see Travis Hunter's interception yesterday?
I did see that video.
Goodness gracious.
And I know I'm, you know, I think I've been like this, but I've been more like this since working with you to try not to overreact to like videos of stuff.
Even from, I got up my seat.
I know. I was like, holy crap.
Even I jumped out my
seat. How did he do that? Yes. Like he deflected the ball and then dove all in one motion and intercepted it before it hit the ground. That guy's an absolute monster.
Yes.
It was really, really cool. I saw that as well.
Is there a frame by frame guy trying to prove it hit the ground first?
Oh, yeah. Like the guy who at the golf tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Or him with the ball.
The guy who gets to call, calls CBS and is like, well, actually, Tiger grounded his club. All right. Like we said, we'll get to the AMA in about 20 minutes. Call us, text us, tweet us. We'll answer all of your questions. We've got questions about the Braves, so let's get Grant McCauley in here. Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays at 1:20 to talk Braves. And some interesting stuff has taken place over the last week, Grant, for sure. I want to get your reaction to the news Monday that they were going to replace Matt Tuiasosopo at third base. Third base coach with Freddie Gonzalez. How surprised were you when you saw that?
Yeah, definitely surprised by that, just in a vacuum of, you know, what kind of reunions I expect to see and what kind of reunions maybe that I thought were possible. I didn't really know that, A, Freddie Gonzalez was necessarily looking to get back into coaching. I think he was pretty happy working as an umpire auditor for the commissioner's office. He had been on the Orioles staff for a while, the Marlins prior to that. I mean, you know, the Marlins, I guess, is a good example of even if you do get let go as a manager, you can always come back. And here he is. And, you know, Freddie, for any and all criticisms of his tenure as manager of the Braves, not being able to, you know, win in the postseason and what have you, and all that's fair. I mean, that's how you evaluate managers ultimately. But a great baseball guy and somebody that, based on his friendship with Brian Snitker, if you are going to make a change like this, there has to be a trust factor that what we're bringing in can be better than what change that we're making and who's going out. And I think that the Braves believe that Freddie Gonzalez, with his extensive experience as a third base coach, could come in and just kind of get a few things back on track, and that's why they made this move.
G-Mac, I saw your tweet earlier. Basically, you were talking about, you know, what this lineup kind of is. It's a bopping, it's a big run, big hit type lineup. But, I mean, if it's not working, then, I mean, Grant, is this just what they are right now because they're not hitting a long ball, especially with people on base?
It is what they are right now. I don't know that it necessarily pretends that they always have to be this way, right. But it's alarming. And that's like I went back and you just caught me at a good time because I'm doing a lot of research about this today to write a little bit more about it for the Marietta Daily Journal later. But I looked at the 2023 offense, which I want to put aside and continue to say, at this point, I think we can say that's an outlier because you don't make history every year as an offense. That right. is the very tippy top of where you can be as far as performance is concerned. The Braves hit 307 home runs. 166 of those were solo, 104 were two-run homers, 32 three-run homers, and five grand slams. All of that sounds pretty good. Then they went through their downturn last year. They hit 84 fewer homers, but pretty much as far as the ratios are concerned for solo, two-run, three-run, and grand slam, everything pretty much stayed status quo. Then you get into 2025. You got 63 homers, so one per game, which means they're on a pace of 162, which is a drop of nearly 50%. From where this offense was home run-wise 2 years ago. That is a huge downturn for a lineup that is expected to slug. Now, the reasons for that are many. The factors are many. I think you might have seen on social media, Eno Saris of The Athletic, who I had on From the Diamond a couple of weeks ago, has pointed out from MLB's data itself, the ball's not flying as far this year. In fact, it's at its lowest point as far as flying and distance is concerned for hard-hit balls in the StatCast era. That leads me to, once again, question Major League Baseball's infinite wisdom of not having good quality control year to year on the baseball being the exact same and not having these wild variations in swing. So to bring it back, though, the Braves have not hit a three-run homer in 35 games. They have hit one home run with a runner in scoring position in the last month plus now. Yeah. That's simply not going to fly, no pun intended. I mean, you've got to get more power, do more damage with runners on base. And even Austin Riley pointed to this and said, yeah, you know, you look at my average, like it's pretty much where I need it to be, but it's a lot of singles. I'm not doing the damage I need to be doing. And he knows it. And all these guys are aware of it. It's just how you fix it. I just don't know what the answer is. I look at the numbers and like anybody else, it's baffling sometimes to try to figure out or get to the root cause of this.
Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. That was when I listened on Sunday, or actually listened back to the podcast on Monday morning. That one home run in May with runners in scoring position was the stat that jumped. Like, there was a lot of numbers that you had on the show that were not great, but that was the one that jumped. I was like, dang, that tells the story. I mean, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have guessed that, but when you said it, I was like, yeah, that kind of sums it up. Drake Baldwin last night, obviously with another homer. He was the rookie of the month in May. His performance at the plate has been fantastic. He also threw two runners out last night. Threw out a guy at second trying to steal on him, and then snapped out at first and got a guy there too. Do you think that forces their hand a little bit more? Because that was always the thing. It was like Murphy obviously is better behind the plate, better arm, all that. But Drake Baldwin's developed a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, he has, and he's a very well-rounded catcher. His framing rates out extremely, extremely well. He's above average there. He has a good arm. We saw that demonstrated last night. It's what he has done in growth as a catcher is the reason why they were willing and able to bring him up and keep him up this entire time, because they know what they have. It's a complete package. Now, you have that with Sean Murphy. When he is hitting, which he has hit better this year, obviously, than last year, the power component is there. What Murphy does from a game-calling perspective is where I would give the edge to the veteran, but Drake Baldwin is not a slouch. So he's learning kind of a lot of that, you know, those philosophies on the job. He's learning the pitchers as you go as well, but ultimately the Braves have what I would refer to as a first-world problem behind the plate. 29 other clubs would love to have this problem. It's just, how do you get the other guy, the red-hot guy, the rookie of the month, more plate appearances? And unfortunately, and I don't know if we're going to get to this, but I'll just open it up now. If you want to look at Marcell Ozuna's at bats and wonder, well, does he need a little bit more time to tend to his hip issue? Would that be a door for Drake Baldwin? Possibly, but I think that they're going to have Ozuna play through this. I asked Alex Anthopoulos about it, you know, just to put some context behind what exactly he's dealing with. And he said, yeah, it is going to hamper him. He is going to have to deal with it. And it is something he's going to have to play through rather than get corrected if he wants to stay in the lineup, which he does.
To piggyback on that real quick, Grant, do you think maybe possibility at the catcher position they could do it like they do out in the outfield as far as righty-lefty type matchups where they're going against right-handed pitcher, you put the left-handed Drake in, or do you think it's going to stay status quo the way it is?
You can, but I think it's going to always be more of a 50-50 thing, because Brian Snitker has said this, and I really do believe it, that the catching position is really more of a two-man job. And that doesn't mean it's a dead heat. You split it 50-50 and that's right. It. But you got to have guys that you trust. It can't just be, all right, we got the one guy, And then the other one, he doesn't really have the same relationships with the pitchers. You know, the ERAs kind of, you know, skyrocket, the confidence level's down, and he doesn't hit. Like, that's not going to work. So, again, the Braves are in a really great position in that regard at catcher, but the playing time could become more fluid. So, to answer your question, maybe the answer is yes. They could go to that. They could lean on that, especially when you're a club that needs as much offense as it can get. That can change the math at times, but that doesn't mean that, you know, Sean Murphy's going to be relegated to the soft side of the platoon.
Last one for me, Grant. And then Spencer Strider was on the mound yesterday. Velocity still is kind of going up, but it's not where it usually is. Because these games count now, because they're like, well, does he need more, you know, time to whatever, knock the dust or rust or whatever off? But, I mean, do you see them just letting him just work through this, even though these games do count that he's pitching in?
Yeah, because I think if you look down on the farm, you don't really have an option that you look at and feel like this is so much better. Mm-hmm. And then you got tested even more so from an injury perspective with the loss of A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, that really took away the flexibility where you might be able to, I don't know, entertain other opportunities or options, if you will, any and all pun intended. But I don't see them sending Spencer Strider to the minors simply to work on stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that for him, and I heard his comments last night after the game, and, you know, he's pretty self-aware that the strength is not quite there, that, you know, the velocity he believes will come, but it's not there yet. But his command is the thing that's a separator right now, that if you're throwing 95, 96, you can get out to the big leagues. Like, that's not a problem, but you can't, you know, put it where he put it yesterday, and clearly the Diamondbacks had a very good plan against him. You have to give them some credit as well.
Why cow?
We only have like 30 seconds left, but I do want to ask just about when we found out about Ozuna's hip and kind of what he's dealing with. Do we know how it happened? Like, you said that he's going to be playing through it, but what is the full scope of the situation that we know?
Yeah, the too long didn't read version is clearly he's been dealing with it since that Toronto series. He got imaging, and they believed it's something he could play through. He's been back in the lineup, but Ozuna himself kind of revealed it, I don't know, over the weekend that, I've been dealing with this tear in my hip, and, you know, I want to be in the lineup. I'm going to be in the lineup. And that's why I asked Alex about it, and, you know, he co-signed it. If it's something that becomes, you know, to the point where he can't run, then I think that they'll revisit that. But right now, it's something he can play through. They need him to play through. He's still one of the best hitters on the club. So you're going to see him, you know, grit his teeth and get through it like a big bear should.
Well done, Grant. Thank you so much.
President G, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley
only,
there.
Only Grant comes up with that.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider.
And then where the hell does rain come from?
It wasn't supposed to rain till tonight.
Okay, you're messing with my dad alone chill time.
Yeah, it's hard.
I had this whole afternoon planned.
Or outside, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Bonk. I'm talking about steaks. On the grill.
You got like an umbrella?
You know, I just went and bought one of them tent things.
Oh, great.
Bam.
There you go. I think it's supposed to pass, too.
You better hurry up.
I think so.
Yeah, messing up my damn solo-ness.
Ozuna did score from second on a
another one
blooper.
Of those. Tell me this. When you're watching it, because I know when I was watching, I'm like, is he going to
send him? With the hip? With the hip and everything?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Same thing.
Yeah, Freddie. Freddie was an aggressive sender yesterday.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get you an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. You could text us or tweet us as well. As always, the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.